We still have Becca Martin Brown from Northwest Arkansas newspapers. Give us an idea of what's going on today and the week ahead. We have another performance from Farmer in the Markets that was recorded by Antoinette Grajeda earlier this week in the Furman Garden Performance Studio. And our usual Sunday montage, which has sort of a fundraising flair to it as well.
As well, right. And as you mentioned, this is our Spring On Air fundraiser, Sunday morning version. If you are sitting back relaxing, drinking your coffee, reading the paper, and listening to Weekend Ozarks at Large, please call 575-5823, 800-522-5823, or online, supportkuaf.com.
And as promised, with Christina and myself right now is Becca Martin Brown, who is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good.
Sleeping?
Sleeping or sleepy?
Have you been sleeping and are you sleepy?
No, yes.
Okay.
In that order.
I'll see what I can do to wake you up.
Okay.
Was it a couple of weeks ago you did a piece on the African and African American Studies play at the university?
It was.
You did.
Yes, about a week and a half ago. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're going to talk a little bit more about it because I'm fascinated by the director, actually, whose name is Clenisha Dillon Sibley.
Yes.
She grew up in Macomb, Mississippi, population 13,000. And she said she was the Dillon girl who could write, the Dillon girl people could call on to read a poem at church, and the Dillon girl who did all the dancing. Her family owned a dry cleaning business and were kind of movers and shakers in equality, registering African Americans to vote. Her mother was one of the first blacks to attend the University of Southern Mississippi in Hattiesburg. And their dry cleaning business was set on fire once during a time of racial unrest. She says that Macomb was actually closer to the Old South than the New South. She's not quite 29, but she remembers two separate proms.
Wow.
And two separate debutante balls. But at the same time, she was homecoming queen her senior year. So lots of
changes,
disparity and changes. And so as a playwright, she said she can't help but draw on her experiences, but she doesn't want to be segregated as a black playwright, which is an interesting thought because she said once you become a black playwright or a female playwright or a feminist playwright
or a southern playwright
or southern playwright,
that's all you're known of.
People look for your work to fill a hole in their season
exactly.
That requires diversity.
Right. Oh, they're not looking at you as a playwright of talent.
Right.
Necessarily. Yeah.
So she's had a play premiere now at the Aurora Fox Art Center in Denver called Tell Martha Not to Moan. And the characters in it, it's a love story. The characters could be any color. It's set in Detroit around the time of the 1967 riot. But this is about Leroy, who has Alzheimer's, and how you deal with it. And she said it has nothing to do with being a black play. So at the same time, she thinks there's a need for more black presence in theater, and she is directing Waiting to Be Invited,
right,
which is the African and African American Studies play set in 1964 Atlanta, just after the Supreme Court outlawed segregation in eating establishments. So these four women decide to take the bus downtown because, you know, the cool eating establishments used to be in department stores,
right,
and see if they can eat.
Yeah, and they decide to walk through.
Interesting, really interesting topic. Interesting to think about theater as a vehicle for thought on these topics. You've got one more chance to see the show at 7:30 tonight at the Arkansas Union Theater.
What if I have no money?
That's great because it's free.
That is awesome.
And if you do have $3 to $6, you can hit the Renaissance and Fantasy Fair of the Ozarks today from 10 to 5 at the Washington County Fairgrounds.
Great.
Or you can go to Nurture the Art Experience, which is the fundraiser for the Art Experience. And it starts at 5 o'clock tonight at Greenhouse Grill in Fayetteville, and it's $15.
Not bad.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.